Good evening. I want to welcome everyone to our Friday night devotional here at Thomas Village Baptist Church. I hope you've had a great day, and I hope the Lord has blessed you, as I know He has. And I just want to welcome everybody again as we go over a few things here this evening. But I hope, again, you've had a great day. It's been a beautiful day outside. We finally are hitting that spring temperatures, so everybody's out and about. And I hope you've had an opportunity to go outside and just enjoy God's goodness and His creation. Again, we just want to welcome you here. I want a couple of announcements. We have a drive-in service this Sunday on May the 17th. That'll be beginning at 11 a.m. and that we will be able to broadcast. So we want to encourage you to attend in person. And I think the pastor has alluded that you could bring your lawn chairs and sit outside in front of your vehicles as we maintain that social distancing. But we'll be, hopefully the Lord will provide a nice day for those that want to do that, to be able to do that. So we want to encourage you to attend that Sunday service. And also, too, just encourage you to continue to go to the Awana Facebook page as they still are having some activities that will allow those in Awana to continue to participate. And again, we just we're thankful that the Lord has blessed us with the technology and the tools here at Thomas Village to continue to be able to broadcast our services and also allow us to continue to offer services here. Just in praise reports, you know, first again, as our pastor always says, you know, God is on the throne and in control, and we're thankful for that. And he's not surprised by what's going on with the COVID-19 situation and the virus. And we're thankful for that. And we also know that he's the great physician and the great healer, and that at any time he can cause this to go away and allow those to be healed. So we just pray that he gives knowledge and wisdom to those that are working on those vaccines and drug regimens that allow them to treat this disease. And we also want to be thankful for those that are in emergency services and those in hospitals and those also in the doctors and nurses and all those in, that are involved in treating these patients. We're thankful for them and thankful that they're able to go out and help and put their lives on the line as well. This a time of prayer that we'll have here tonight, and then we'll go into our devotional reading, which will be in Romans chapter 5. It'll be 1 through 5, the first five verses, talking about faith triumphant in times of trouble. But in prayer needs, we still have many on our prayer list. I'd like to add Paul, Brother Paul Arwood. Just continue to pray for him and remember him in your prayers. We want to remember those that are lost and without the Lord. Those are backslidden. We want to remember marriages and also the depressed, as many are suffering because of this shelter in place and not able to go around. But we also thank the Lord that I believe today, as of May 15th, Virginia, here in Virginia, they began phase one opening up of some businesses. So some of that is beginning to take effect, as we've seen in Tennessee. So I know that there are some restaurants and some other businesses that are being allowed to open up, and either by appointment or by 50% of their capacity, that they can allow people in to eat into certain restaurants. So we're thankful for that. Let's just continue to pray that the Lord holds this virus at bay, and that we just continue to be able to move forward and get back to some type of normalcy in our daily lives, and that our economy will be able to begin to rebound from this situation. We also want to remember Levi Lynn, Donnie Fields, Rhonda Smith, Peggy DeBoard, Moselle Carter, Ruth Bowen, Patty Prevett, Helen Bowen, Ruth Osborne, Hazel Stanley, Jeanette Carter, Peggy Stanley, Alma Bowen, Lottie Johnson, Jay and Ruby Keck, Phyllis and Hoyt Bledsoe, Kent Smith, Henrietta Roach, Margaret and Chet Wheeler, Wilma Jean Tomlinson, Wilma Williams, and also to Linda Jackson, John and Carmine Shoup, and Danny Smith. So let's go, and also too, again, just remember Brother Paul Arwood in your prayers as well. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll continue on with our devotional service here. Our Heavenly Father, we just come before you this evening, thankful, Lord, that we can come here and continue to pray and to honor and worship you, Lord. And we thank you for this time that we'll have as we read your word in Romans, Lord, that you just bless our hearts and you help us to always remember, Lord, that you're in control no matter the situation. But the blessing of being a Christian, Lord, allows us to have that faith, and you will give us grace and you give us strength and you give us character to go through all these situations, Lord, no matter how difficult they might be. And we ask you, Lord, that you just continue to put your hand upon our country. We thank you for the protections, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you are protecting us and our families during this time. And we just ask you, Lord, to be with those, again, that are in emergency services, those doctors and nurses and all those that worked at the hospitals, Lord, to take care of those that are sick. We thank you for the many blessings we've had, Lord, and the answered prayers. And we thank you, Lord, that as I have one upon my heart now, that you have blessed him in his surgery. And I just pray that you help him in his recovery. And we thank you, Lord, that you give us so many things to be grateful for. We thank you for our families. And even though this has been a time, Lord, that we've struggled and not been able to get out and see and attend church, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us our word and that we can stop and pray anywhere. And again, we thank you for our services and our pastors. He brings the messages, Lord, each week, and we can continue to watch. And I pray, Lord, at this time, as we've had to, again, social distance and shelter in place, Lord, that we've taken a time to examine our own hearts and find out where you would have us to be, Lord, so that as things change, that you will allow us to be reinvigorated through the reading of your word and through our prayer time and our time with you, our quiet time with you, Lord, that you would just direct our lives and that you would open us up, Lord, to new opportunities, that you would help us to see things with your eyes and with your heart, and that we would move forward, Lord, to serve you in even a greater way, and that we would give you all the praise and the honor and the glory that you deserve. And again, we ask you, Lord, to be with our country and our leaders. We ask you to give them wisdom, Lord, and that you would help them to make decisions that would be best for this country, and that they would make these decisions based on your word, Lord, and on your direction and what you tell us is right and wrong. And again, I ask you, Lord, to be with our state here in Virginia and our nation, Lord, but as Virginia here, that you would just continue to keep us safe and that you would allow us to open up, Lord, and that you would just bless our efforts and help us to be very much appreciative of all that you do for us. In Jesus' name and for his sake we do pray. Amen. And again, just a reminder that on May 17th, this Sunday at 11 a.m., we will be having a drive-in service. So please mark that on your calendar, and we look forward to everyone attending. And we'll be looking tonight in Romans chapter 5, and we'll be looking at the first five verses. And I'll be reading now the New King James version of the Bible here. But it talks about faith that triumphs in trouble. And I think we can all agree that over the last few months, last few weeks, it's been very troublesome to look out and watch the news and have to react to this COVID-19 virus, as we've had to, again, shelter in place and social distance and be very careful about going around loved ones and older people that and even the younger people we're finding out now with some of these cases, as we've had to adjust our lives. But the blessing in it is that we always have the Lord. And if you're a Christian and you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can have that faith and you can have that understanding, and that no matter where you're at, no matter what your situation is, whether you've lost a job or you've got a family member that's sick or you have a family member that needs some attention, that we can always have that grace through the faith of in our Lord Jesus Christ to give us that eternal peace and allow us to get through any tribulations and troubles that might be out in front of us. And we're so thankful for that, that the Lord can give us that peace. And we get so many examples of that. But as we read here in Romans chapter 5, it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with our God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and that perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." So as an individual or a person who knows Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, the scriptures here tell us that even in times of tribulation, in times of trouble, that we can still have that peace that comes through our faith in knowing Jesus Christ. And quite frankly, I don't understand how someone could go through this period of that we've been through the last few weeks and not have the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and have that peace in their heart, because without that peace, it would be very troublesome. It would be very difficult to have made it through these last few weeks. So I'm grateful to have that, and I know that we're grateful that the Lord blesses us here through Thomas Village Baptist Church. But we have to remember, we have to initiate and go to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for repent and ask for forgiveness of our sins. And once we have that assurance and knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is our personal Savior, that we can now take these steps to know that we can have the faith and the grace that we have and to take those stands that we need to take, and that in those times of tribulation that we can have that peace that Jesus Christ talks about that passes all understanding. And we know that through those things, through faith in His grace, that He gives us that quiet understanding that no matter what's going on, that we're still His and that we're protected by Him. And no matter what happens in any situation, whether we understand why it's happening or not, we can still have that peace. And through that peace that we have during these tribulations and difficult times in our life, it produces perseverance. And that's something that we are definitely in need of in this country, is that we're going to have to persevere through this situation. We're going to have to continue to have hope and understanding and be able to look out and reach out and to help those that are in our community that needs help, and be able to reach out and to continually pray and to be persistent in our prayers and those things that we bring before the Lord Jesus Christ in His throne. And He tells us that He is faithful to hear us, and we're so thankful for that. So again, being as a Christian and having that relationship with Jesus Christ, and through these troubled times, we can have that perseverance. And it says perseverance, through the perseverance we have character, which I think we would all agree that we very much need in today's society and in today's in our churches as well, as we have that character to know that we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we serve through His word. We listen, we believe that His word is the whole and complete truth, and it's infallible. And that allows us to have that character to take those stands, because at times when you have to take that stand of what the Lord tells you what is right, it can be difficult, and it can, and again, have turbulent times that allows you to have to rely upon the Lord Jesus Christ, which is at the end of the day what He calls for us to do. He wants to have that personal relationship with us, and that He wants to hear our petitions, and He wants to hear our concerns, and He will give us those strengths. And the Bible also tells us that if we are right within our hearts, that He will give us those things in our heart that please Him or in line with His will. And through that perseverance and character, it talks about the eternal hope that we have. And that's what we have to operate in those times of trouble, in those times of pain, in those times of difficulty, when we have to deal with things with our families or with our job situations or in our communities. And that's what is such a blessing to have as a Christian, is we have that eternal hope to know that no matter what happens, we're His and we're protected by Him, and that He holds on to us and we don't have to hold on to Him. And it's a blessing to have that reassurance. And through that hope, it allows us to show kindness and love and understanding to those around us, and most importantly, to those that don't know Him as a personal Savior and their Lord Jesus Christ. And it allows us to witness to those around. So I pray that as we go into this weekend, that we continue to enjoy to go outside and enjoy the weather that the Lord's given us, and allow us to get out and to enjoy it. But it also allows us to go out and just look around and see the hope that every spring that the Lord brings things anew. And that gives us hope as Christians, because we know that when we do mess up, even as a child of God, that we can fall on our knees and we can go before the Lord, and that we can come before Him, and we can renew ourselves by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, just by the simple process of repenting and asking God to forgive us of our sins, even when we mess up as a Christian. But as we talk about is this hope, and it says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts in the Holy Spirit who has given it to us. And the most key ingredient to having that hope that is developed through character and perseverance and that peace that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us is being able to have know that you have the Holy Spirit, you have part of the Trinity, you have the Lord in your heart, and that will give you guidance and direction in the will that He would have you for your life. And that alone can give us great stability and can give us a great peace in our hearts that allows us to continue to serve Him, even though times are difficult and even though times may be, it causes to cause us to question what's going on, but we have that peace and that hope and that we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts if we know Him as our personal Savior. So I want to encourage you to continue to read through Romans. As you go on down here, it talks about Christ and where He's in His place, where His place is in our lives, and encourage you to continue to read that. But I do ask you that just to prepare your hearts for our Sunday service coming up this week on Sunday, and encourage you to attend. And we just thank you for those that are watching, and we thank you that you take this time to listen to God's word as it is spoken forth. And the Lord tells us that if we put forth His word, it will not return void. And I pray that that's what has happened from this simple reading of His word. And we'll end our services this evening, devotional service this evening, by just closing in prayer. Again, dear God, we just come before you thankful for your word that you've given us. I thank you for those that are faithful to help put these devotional services on, Lord. And we just thank you again for our pastor. We ask you to strengthen him and prepare his heart, Lord, as you have put a message upon his heart, and that we will be here to listen, and that we'll be here to learn, and that we'll be here to worship you, Lord, and give you the praise that you so richly deserve. Again, I thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us. And we just ask you now, Lord, that you go through, go with us this evening, give us safety as we travel, and give us peace in our hearts. In Jesus' name and for His sake we do pray. Amen. And again, just something to remember, as our pastor says, is that no one loves you like Jesus. No one has done so much for you as Jesus. And if you open your heart to Him today, no one will do even more for you than Jesus. So God bless and have a good evening. Thank you.